Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Airbnbs. Verbos. They're saying that they're AI-proof and it's a good way to make some extra cash. Of course, you got to have the money to invest in them.
Mm-hmm. You'll need a human element when people are checking in or out. So this is a great time for you to go ahead and become a property manager or owner.
Yeah, but we want to know. It's not easy. What's the craziest thing you've seen? What have people come in and done to your properties? 1-800-330-9999. So you're an Airbnb owner?
I am, yes.
How many properties do you have?
I have two of my own, and then I manage some for other people as well, so six total.
So my husband and I were talking about this. Actually, my sister was talking about it, too. With the rise of AI, and everybody's job's basically going to vanish, you know, knock on wood,
relax.
It doesn't, but
okay,
just in case. It, you know, getting into property management sounds really good, because it's the one thing people will always need is a place to stay, a place to live. But
right.
I have to imagine being an Airbnb owner isn't the easiest thing in the book.
No, it's definitely a lot of work. I do all of the management myself, so it's definitely a lot of running around and putting out fires and unclogging toilets.
Nancy, when I talk with friends that are just property owners in general, they're not really doing a lot of Airbnb. They're just dealing with tenants. I mean, there's a long list of ways that they can take damages, you know, financially and whatnot. It's just not as easy as showing up and getting the rent. And effectively, you could have 30 different tenants in a month.
Yes.
So what's the wildest thing you've seen?
So we live in an area that has a lot of weddings. We had a family staying for a full week for their daughter's wedding, you know, grandparents, everyone staying. And there was road work happening on the road, and we'd gotten a letter saying that the water was going to be shut off the day of the wedding. No showers, nothing, like they wouldn't be able to use the water. So my husband went and pleaded with the work crew to please delay the work on our house so that we did not have to have the water shut off. And he was successful in doing that. The guy understood. He's like, no problem. I'll push it off till Monday. We won't do it Friday. Well, my husband's all triumphant, goes up to the house to tell the bridal party the water's going to be on, not to worry. And everyone is in tears because the groom had just called off the wedding, stormed off, and left. And so everybody was just hysterically crying. And my husband thought he was bringing like this great news, and it ended up being not at all important.
Oh my gosh.
To not turn off.
At the same time, at least you got to keep all their money. I mean, it's
no refunds.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there was no other vendor involved with that wedding that was not doing the same thing. The hairstylist is still getting paid. Whether the groom's here or not, the contracts are signed. Thank God the water was on.
And what does your husband say? Is he like, do you need me to do something? Like, what did he do?
He went that way.
He's not like the most like emotional guy. So he was like, can I leave?
Right. He's like, you Venmo'd me the remaining balance, right? So we're good. So I'm going to leave you all to deal with this, and great.
But the saddest part was the groom went to the kennel where their two dogs were staying and picked up his dog and left the bride's dog behind.
Oh, no.
That bothers you, Raven?
Yes, Nothing else bothers me. Those dogs are siblings, and they don't know what's going on, and it's not fair to them.
How about the bride
who thought
her wedding day was coming?
No, she's better off. Honestly, if it's going to fall apart that day, you're always better off than having a bad marriage. But those dogs, they don't understand. Oh, so sad.
So sad. Yeah. So the bride asked if she could bring her dog back to the house. And I said, of course, no problem at all.
We'll list our
pet policy.
Oh, wow.
Nancy's got more nutty stories, too. It's coming up next. People are trying to figure out what are ways that you can make some extra cash that's going to be AI proof. Let's be honest. And getting Airbnbs, Vrbos, all of those rental properties. But it's not easy to be a rental owner. Nancy, you've seen some crazy things, right?
Another funny one was we had this very wealthy family staying for 2 weeks. It was a mom and dad and four boys. And they were definitely, you know, the type of people that were used to getting what they wanted. So she texted me and said, hey, we bought the house a present. We bought this $300 coat rack for the house, like a wall-mounted one. Could you please come and install it right now?
What? At your house?
Yeah, they just, yeah. Right, they wanted it to be their way.
What?
Oh, my
gosh. A coat rack? What the heck is wrong with these people?
So, of course, my husband, again, dutifully goes over, mounts the coat rack for them in the hallway. And I got to say, it looks good. Like, it did need a coat rack. So I'm not totally angry about it.
Okay. I mean, that's so strange, though. What's next? It's got to, like, you got to be a little bit worried about the precedent here. It's going to be like, okay, well, next year they're going to want to do this or do that. But wow.
Who buys a coat rack for an Airbnb that they're staying at for 4 days? It doesn't make sense.
People are very presumptuous, right?
People are wild.
An expensive coat rack.
Yes. Yeah.
I am the center of the universe, and this coat rack belongs here. I've made this decision. Please send your husband over immediately. Henceforth.
That sums it up.
Did you hear about anything else afterwards, or were they fine the rest of the time, silent?
Yeah, the next 3 days.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, thanks, that was great.
And then they just left it there? It's just your new coat rack?
Yeah, I have a new coat rack.
People are so weird. They're so weird.
How about people that, like, you know, try and rip you off or get something for free, right? Because, I mean, you know, there's all sorts of different types of squatters. The thing is, with an Airbnb, I feel like people, they're able to make a plan. So, you know, you hear these horror stories about party houses and whatnot.
I don't think we get ripped off. It's more that people will just leave all sorts of stuff, like clothes and golf shoes and rain jackets and just stuff that they don't care about. They'll just kind of leave it behind. And, you know, oftentimes I mail it back to them because they forgot it or they just didn't want it.
Wow.
But I would say it's pretty rare that I feel like I got ripped off.
Do you feel like in general, most people are normal? They're good. They show up. They clean up after themselves.
There's most people. I think the people who probably are the messiest is the people with toddlers. And I think it's just because they're so overwhelmed taking care of their babies. Like, they can't do one more thing and, you know, clean at all, you know, or even like leave it in a nice way. So I think those are generally the messiest ones, or the people with young kids.
Food for thought here. So cameras, yay, nay. I know inside there's not supposed to be any, right? But outside, you've got plenty of cameras at these properties.
Yeah, you just have like the Ring doorbell one just to kind of keep track of who's coming and going. But I think sometimes it's better not to know all of the details.
Huh. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
They want to be a freak. You don't want to know that. You just let that slide, right?
Yeah, we definitely had it where we've driven by and it looked like crazy party. And then when they leave, the house looks perfect.
Yeah.
So it's better sometimes to just not know and just take it with, you know, what you get when you get there.
I guess that makes sense.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.